No rest for the weary, Coach. Going for basketball and then track and field. You got a couple of meets under your belt. I know the most recent one at Wood River. You're going to be at Cambridge for the Don Stein on Saturday, and some good results. I think got to be pleased, girls and boys, what the kids have done so far.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, coming in, you knew Addie was going to be good, and you knew Bryn could do her thing, but really pleased with a lot of our athletes picking up where they left off of last year. It's, oh, we didn't quite beat our PR, but we're maybe 6-7 inches off of it, or we're maybe a tenth or two off of it in running events. And then I'm just telling kids, keep working hard, keep growing. Like, that's kind of been the mentality, and if you grow enough, you're going to see that result.
I tell you, Addie really took off right from your opening meet at your place, and the sprints, wow, she has picked up where she left off last year.
You know, and it was one of those things where, like, we're talking with her, and it's like, she is stronger, was kind of her comment. Well, I just feel stronger. I put in 10 pounds of muscle. Like it's not bad weight. Like, I was like, ooh, that's a good thing. And then you see it right away in the one, the two. And then in the 400, she runs by herself and runs a 59. I'm like, you're fine. It's just impressive to watch her and her work ethic and her outside of track, you know, taking care of her body is phenomenal.
I know Brecklyn Hammond ran not a bad flight in the 100 hurdles, finishing second. I'm sure she's hoping to lower that time even more.
And that's the thing we talk about with her. It's like, hey, you are a second faster than you were to start last year. Now it's just about, again, fine-tuning. Like get over the hurdles a little quicker. Get over the – put that lead leg down a little quicker. And then you're going to find out that it's easier. Talking with her, it's like you're ranked right here in the state with a lot of these kids. You got a chance to go back. Why not go? Like, you're there.
And then sticking with that same hurdle event, you got a freshman and Sophie Cunningham, who finished second, 51.7. That's, hey, for a freshman – first time out in the varsity this year, that's not bad at all.
You know, I was looking at her, and I moved some kids around. We had some kids gone to FCCLA, and I was like, how do you feel about the 110? She's like, I don't like them. and I was like, oh, okay, well, how do you feel about the 300? She's like, well, I've never done it. I was like, well, you're a pretty good hurdler. Like, your form's not bad. Let's just go try it. We'll put a time in, you know, and then all of a sudden I was like, hey, you came across to 51. I was like, hi. And then you turn around and you watch the next heat, and you're like, well, you'd have won that heat pretty easy. And then you get to the fast heat, and I was like, second place? Look at that. And she's like, did you hate it? No, I loved it. It was actually kind of fun. I was like, perfect. We found an event.
Just gaining confidence. That's going to give our ton of confidence going forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. And for a young kid, like, something to hang your hat on is awesome.
And I know you mentioned the throws with Bryn Bailey and Tori Bowes. Those two young ladies saw yesterday, are right up there as well, and they're expecting to increase their marks even more.
You know, Bryn threw her personal best yesterday at 123, and that puts her right there back in that state area. And there's some good throwers, you know, in our conference. But I look at her and I'm like, you got to just keep improving. Like, you hit your mark. You hit a goal you wanted. Now set the next one a little further. Tori, the same thing. You PR'd by 10 feet yesterday. Like, let's go. Just that strength and putting it together, like, you're capable. Now it's, again, hit that next mark. Keep improving. Keep improving. Don't be satisfied with, oh, I threw better. But, like, keep going.
Looking at your boys, Coach, I know Trent Shockman's kind of one that stands out. I know he's Preston Howard, Brighton Stalder. You got some youngins in there, too, this year, don't you?
You know, our numbers are not real great, and that's one of those things that, like, I continue to look at, and, like, I don't know how you change it. Like, but the kids that are here keep working hard. And the thing is, like, you might not be the fast kid, and that's okay, but you got to compete with yourself. So happy for Trent Shockman yesterday. He got seventh in the 110 hurdles, and he's like, I PR'd. Man, they're only placing sixth. I got seventh. I was like, dude, you're close. Keep working. Keep working. But then he comes out in the 300 hurdles and runs a PR, and then it's just that same waiting game. And then all of a sudden it came through, and he got sixth. I was like, dude, let's go. Like, you should be so happy for that. Like, you work your tail off. Now you've earned a medal that you've done. And you know, that smile ear to ear, that's what you look for. Brighton Stalder's got to keep growing. Like, he's one of those that, like, you shaved 15 seconds off your mile time. Like, in 3 weeks, you shave 15 seconds off, keep going. Like, next track meet is to be under six. That's got to be your goal. Like, it's not maybe the best ever, but, again, it's for you, it's great. And that's the mentality we got to have.
Coach, it's Don's Son Invite. Kind of touched on it earlier. It's going to be a good one. Oh, boy, a lot of your conference teams, Chase County out of the conference, a lot of the Lex JVs, McCook JVs. This is going to be fun to watch, I think, on Saturday.
You know, and a lot of good athletes. That's the thing that, like, again, like in our area, there are just some really phenomenal athletes. Dundee County has the thrower, Bailey, Brock Bailey on the boys' side, girls' side, Kennedy, I think. Mm-hmm. Then you turn around and you look at Clara and Abigail Spargo, and then you got Jolie Farr, and you add in some not slow people from Chase County that run 13s. It's like, guys, the competition is good. The dates, as of today, looks like it's going to be a warm day. That's a good thing. It'll be a matter of how well we want to compete is my big thing to them. Like, if you want to come out and run well, you're going to.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I got that sheet of the meet records. I have a feeling that there might be a few meet records, especially in the sprints, maybe a relay or two that might go down on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And you look at it, and it's like Arapaho was putting together a 4x4 team that's good. You got Dundee County's got a good 4x4 team. You got, just athletes everywhere that, like, again, the depth of every team is not maybe what it was 20 years ago, but the individual athletes are phenomenal. And it's good for our area.